Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When Miles Davis restarted his career in the 1980s, he added a hot new guitarist to his band. That player was John Scofield, who has since continued to flavor his straight-ahead repertoire with explorations of funk, blues, free jazz, even gospel. The guitarist's latest album resists genre. It's called A Moment's Peace, and it is, in fact, quite a peaceful affair, including standards like this one, Gee Baby Ain't I Good to You, and it also features original tunes as well. John Scofield and his quartet are here with us in the Soundcheck studio, and they're going to play one of those originals. This is called Simply Put. Thank you. live on Soundcheck. That is Simply Put, an original tune from guitarist John Scofield, with Michael Eckroth at our piano, Ben Street playing the bass, and Greg Hutchinson behind the drums. John Scofield, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John. Thanks. Great to be here.
Let me tell you a little story. I mean, I know Questlove, as he was leaving and you were coming in, you both said hi and stuff. But before the show today, I asked him if he knew you, and he said he did. Questlove went to that big performing arts school in Philadelphia with Kurt Rosenwinkel.
Wow.
Jazz guitarist.
My buddy, yeah.
And Christian McBride.
No kidding.
The jazz bass player. And
wow.
He said that McBride was always trying to get him to listen to, like, the old standards, you know, the classic jazz. And then Rosenwinkel would come along and say, no, man, you got to listen to Scofield. You got to listen to Ma Vishnu. You got to listen to Scofield.
All right. Kurt, wow. But it was a thrill for me to meet Questlove because I've been a fan, but I haven't gotten to meet him yet.
Well, so this was a nice moment to have the two of you guys passing in the night, so to speak. The album is called A Moment's Peace. Was there an idea of sort of clearing the deck a little
bit? Yeah, I wanted to make a quiet kind of record, a ballads record, so to speak.
Well, I wonder what Kurt Rosenwinkel would be saying about that. Like, I don't know. Where are all the electrifying runs up and down the fretboard?
I made
a lot
of electrifying records over the years. You know, I've made almost 40 records.
Mm-hmm.
And, it felt like the right time to do this. And, like, maybe my nervous state was, nervous system was in the right condition to do it.
So it's all ballads, but it draws on, you know, everything from the great American songbook,
mm-hmm.
Gershwin,
mm-hmm.
to the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see it as, maybe more than just a straight-ahead jazz combo?
Yeah, it's definitely, because there's kind of elements from other kinds of music and blues in there, too. I just sat down with my guitar and played songs that felt right to me, and that's how I decided what would be on the record. And it's kind of varied, yeah.
The album is called A Moment's Peace, and John Scofield and the band are performing at the Blue Note tonight through Sunday. So, in fact, you perform right up until the night before Questlove gets in there with his food thing. Two sets a night at 8 and 10:30. Now, I mentioned in the sort of the lead into this segment that when Miles Davis restarted his career, one of the first things he did was to pull you into his quartet. You were a young guy. You know, this was like a star-making turn for you.
Very much so for me, yeah. It was really a big, big thing. Biggest thing in my career to get to meet Miles and play with him and be exposed, to the jazz world, the music world, through his music. And just to share with him and get to know him because he was my favorite.
Now, how many years did you play with Miles?
Three mm-hmm. years in the band.
And how long has the influence of those 3 years lasted?
It's there right now. Mm-hmm. I think of Miles, I guess I kind of think of him every time I play the guitar, because that influence is just ingrained. It was almost there before I was in his band because he was my favorite improviser.
Right. And as you just described the music on the new album, Miles spent a career kind of, breaking out of what people saw as the confines of
Absolutely.
Jazz.
That's what he did. He said he couldn't help but do it. He was addicted to change and all.
So, Fusion with Bitches mm-hmm. Brew, that period in the 80s when you were with him where he would do like Cyndi Lauper tunes off the pop charts.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
So it seems like he was sort of a rock star himself at that point.
Yeah, I always tell people Miles was bigger than a rock star in a way, because he was this cultural icon, and rock stars would bow and scrape to Miles. It was pretty wild because he was everything. He was the coolest guy in the world, mm-hmm. literally.
and like you, knew the importance of blues as a kind of a bedrock.
Yeah, he loved blues
of American music. The way you play the guitar, very heavy on the whammy bar or note bending.
Not the whammy bar, but note bending.
Note
yes,
bending, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, is that where that comes from?
Yeah. It's a blues thing. It came from the blues guitar players. It's one of the things that the guitar can do best, really.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of other things that you've listened to, I mean, this piece you're going to play for us next called Johann, is mm-hmm. that a reference to a certain classical composer?
Yeah, it is. I wrote this song, and then I realized, after it was written and we started to play it, that the first two chords were from Johann Sebastian Bach, right out of the, you know, I think it was called, it's the Gavotte that I learned when I was learning guitar and when I was 14 years old, and I stole it, and sorry, but it's got to steal from the best.
Not in a position to argue, is he?
Yeah, no, he can't speak up for himself.
All right, well, let's hear the piece. Johann is the name of it. It appears on the new John Scofield record called A Moment's Peace. Let's hear John and the Quartet once again playing live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That is John Scofield playing the guitar and leading his quartet. Johann is the name of the piece from the album A Moment's Peace, his latest. Once again, John Scofield guitar, Michael Eckroth piano, Ben Street on bass, Greg Hutchinson playing the drums, and they're all playing at the Blue Note tonight through Sunday, two sets a night through December 4th. And John, you've been in this business a long time. How has it changed since you first appeared on the scene?
You know, people have asked me that, and part of me really thinks it hasn't changed. I'm just playing music. I'm almost practicing the same sort of things that I started out with, trying to learn how to play this music. And we play in venues, and people come that like it. One thing that's changed for me is now I don't have to prove myself to the audience like I did when I was starting. Now people come, they already know who I am. But that's personal. There are more great young players because of the school system,
mm-hmm.
and there are less record companies because, as we know, that's hit the tubes, it's gone.
Right. Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot in the past week about the late Paul Motion, and you've done a lot of work with Joe Lovano,
who was one of his disciples,
right.
really, yeah.
And when Paul Motion was last on Soundcheck, I asked him, you know, how mm-hmm. things had changed. And he had a very surprising answer. He said, you know, like back in the 50s, people think that was the golden age, but we'd be playing at these clubs.
Right.
And nobody'd be paying attention. They'd, you know, they'd be waiting for the comedian to come on. They'd
right.
be eating and drinking and talking and stuff. And now mm-hmm. when I play in a club, he said, you know, it's like all focused on the music. It's actually now is a great time
right.
to be playing jazz.
Well, it feels great to me, but I keep wondering if that's because my career is doing well. But I think it was really hard in the 50s, in the golden era of the music, you know, that it was still, you know, it was Milton Berle time. It wasn't Charlie Parker time, you know.
Well, now for you, I mean, we mentioned your work with Miles as a kind of a star-making turn,
mm-hmm.
but you also had another opportunity to branch out to a much different audience when you worked with Medeski, Martin, and Wood.
Yes,
the so-called acid jazz trio and
jam
big on
band,
the jam
maybe.
Band circuit.
That was a great experience for me. I love those guys. They're just great musicians in a jazz sense or fusion, whatever, you know. And I met them, and we started to play together, and they had developed this whole new audience of young people, and it's been great to play for younger folks.
And whatever you call it,
yeah,
I mean, this is a young audience watching improvised
music. Exactly. I don't take it for granted at all or put it down, you know.
This is from the Medeski, Martin, and Wood collaboration with John Scofield called In Case the World Changes Its Mind. That's called What Now? From Medeski, Scofield, Martin, and Wood. It's the collaboration, obviously, between John Scofield here in the studio and Medeski, Martin, and Wood, who've been here numerous times in the past. And the album recorded live and released this year called In Case the World Changes Its Mind. Well, a very different sound on tap for the rest of the week.
That's right. Yeah. Although we're getting hot down in the club too. We don't just play ballads; we stretch out.
Okay. But A Moment's Peace is the most recent album from John Scofield and the band. You got a quick. I mean, you said there's a lot of great young players out there. You got one or two names to throw at us that we should keep an eye on?
Kurt Rosenwinkel, Pete Bernstein on guitar. They're incredible artists.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Mike Eckroth, Ben Street, and Gregory Hutchison in the room with me right now are still in the young position. You know, they're not old yet.
All right. Very well done. And they'll be playing with John Scofield all this week through Sunday at the Blue Note. John, a pleasure to have you back on Soundcheck
today. Thank you, John. Pleasure to be here.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck this time. On our next program, Chris Cornell. He led the 90s Seattle band Soundgarden and founded the post-grunge group Audioslave, Now, at the urging of his fans, he's released an acoustic album of songs that span his career, and he'll join us here in the studio for a look back. Plus, a visit from a soul singer with an incredible story. Charles Bradley will play live. Did you miss an episode of Soundcheck? Did I say something so profoundly foolish you couldn't believe your ears and want to hear it again? Well, you can find our complete audio archives on the website, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Or make it easy on yourself by sending the show straight to your iTunes. Subscribe to the Soundcheck podcast. It's free. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Rachel Smith and Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.